evening and welcome to our Quantum Activations call on Earth Day. And this is a very, very special call. We are going to be clearing curses from Mother Earth. We're going to do the very best we can in the hour. We didn't quite get the numbers we wanted, so we might do another part two of this so that we can really get to the complete healing of the Earth. And this is so extraordinary, different than anybody else, in that we are literally going to be removing the curses and the darkness from Mother Earth. So I honor you and thank you so much for hearing the call and for stepping up. It means so much to me. This is our mother. This is who we live on and who we get all of our nourishment and have the opportunity to be embodied. She provides the place for us, our playground, our Garden of Eden. And over eons, we've really left some darkness in her and some deeper curses, and that's what we're going to remove today. So welcome, everyone, to the call. We have almost 1,500 people signed up for this call, so I'm going to see names coming in, and I love you, and I can see all my students coming in. I see your names from yesterday and this week, and just know that I love you. I'm probably not going to greet each person on this call just because of the sheer volume of numbers. But thank you, and thank you for signing in, because I actually do look at the chat box. I print it out and read your comments after the call. So please do sign in. Let me know where you're calling in from, where you're dialing in from. I'd love to see all the different places on the earth that we've touched. And since we didn't make our 2,000 number, I want to get us started just instantly. So we're going to be doing clearings to clear curses and dark energy from Mother Earth using the quantum field. We'll start with a blessing, and we're going to go right into the pumping. For those of you who are my students and already know how to pump, you can get started right now with your hand pumping. And in a minute, I'll teach everyone who hasn't done it before, so we'll go through that. But first, we'll do an opening blessing to clear the obstacles from our path today, from this ceremony, from this very sacred connection of healing Mother Earth. And then really, we'll also be calling in the divine beings who guide us, for Christians, Jesus and Mary. In this chant, it's the different Vishnu and Brahma and Shiva and Ganesha. But we really are asking for the blessings of all the divine beings who help with planet Earth, all those who are here to support the legions of gold beings that are here to make a shift, to help raise the dimensional frequency on planet Earth. We ask for help. We're asking with our hearts open, with the Supreme Being, with all of the guiding spirits, the angels, the hierarchies of heaven and the hierarchies of Earth. We ask for help from everyone to help us accomplish our goal in uplifting the earth and really removing the damage that humanity has done to the earth. Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurme Devo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvanam Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha Gum Durgaye Namaha Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All right, and we're going to do a quick review for everyone of the quantum pump and We won't cover muscle testing this time. We're just going to be pumping to clear, and I want to just make sure that everybody knows what we're doing. So the reason the quantum pump works is that we're using our mind to create a thought of shifting something. And there are two kinds of physics. There's Newtonian physics, the apple dropping from the tree, the kind of what you see is what you get, and quantum physics, which is we are all part of a field of particles vibrating. Based on rearranging how the particles vibrate, we get a better result. And that's what the quantum pump does. The quantum pump is a hand movement. Your elbow is down at your side, and your hand is pumping this way, and this way. And this is the only pump we're going to do today. So we're just going to do the basic pump. And for those of you who like to do double pump, you can do it with both hands. I typically use the right hand, but the left hand is fine too. And some of my Indian students from India, they pump with their feet, which is basically just moving your foot forward and back on the ankle, just, you know, playfully. They were pumping with their feet up, their legs extended, and their hands. So they were doing a quadruple pump. All righty. All right. So that's the quantum pump. That's what we're going to be doing to remove curses from the earth. I'm going to go through now. The next thing is getting us into what we're clearing. And essentially for Mother Earth, we're going to be removing dark energies. So that's the priority. Evil spirit curses, satanic curses, human emotional field, alien type 3, alien type 6, and alien type 8. Yeah, and we're back, and I apologize for that. There's a lot of energy on this call. We probably need to be also clearing spirits that would be attached to the idea that the earth would be much lighter, and so they might be resisting a little. But we're going to continue on and with our pumping, regardless of whether technology comes on and off or not. And the phone lines will be open, so please do refer to the phone lines if you want to not lose the connection. I can't guarantee that it won't drop off again. But we've got a good production staff on. We can get everything running back really quickly as soon as possible. So, and I do know I'm up back online here. Okay, I hope that you can see me. I've shut off my camera, I've shut off my video and my audio, and I've returned them on. Sometimes that will do the trick for people. Let's see. Very good. And so what we're doing is we're creating a result from Mother Earth. It doesn't matter if you see me or not see me. Just keep pumping. We are clearing from Mother Earth. And you may not have heard me with my explanation, but what is happening is sometimes there are forces, aliens and what have you, demonic forces, that don't want a change. And so they can be a little destructive or mischievous. I know just before the call, some big loud alarm came out of my little tiny computer for no apparent reason, just some kind of like, I don't know, it was like a siren for an air raid. That would be an alien or a spiritual interference saying, oh no, we're going to try and disrupt what you're doing. But the thing is, folks, it's not about you seeing me all the way through the call. It's about us intending a clearing for Mother Earth, and no matter what, doing the clearing. And what I get right now is that we've cleared about 3%. So we're off to a good start. And I'd just love for you to, you know, really stay focused on your pumping. And that's what the focus will be. if you can't hear anything, please do dial into the phone line. Okay, so everybody is just pumping. Pump, pump, pump. Yay, yay, yay. And sometimes what we do, how many of you, I wonder, are new to the call? Let's see. 20% of you are new to this, so this is kind of a new thing for you. I got this, hang on one sec, my producer is sending me a text. Okay, so I got this information like 8 years ago. My story is kind of profound in that I survived the atomic bomb testing, underground bomb testing, which of course is something that we want to go in and repair for Mother Earth also. I think we'll probably make a series of this, of helping her, because we can do so much on an energetic level. But 8 years ago, I was very profoundly ill, and I really, really was deciding, is it good to keep staying on planet Earth with so much pain and so many things going wrong? And I went into my garden in prayer and meditation, saying, God, take me or make me well. You promised me the Garden of Eden, and I'm living in hell on Earth. And at that point, I'd had 17 surgeries, multiple cancers. I died twice. I was hit by a car and left in a wheelchair, to recover with a really serious brain injury. And I just was kind of like, oh, my God, I know that I can have the Garden of Eden. I know it's here, but I can't stay in this body if I can't step up and get into the Garden of Eden. And that's when things started really changing. It was that kind of righteous call to God saying, I know you promised me this, so give it to me in body or out of body. I don't care, but I don't want to live in this kind of suffering and pain any longer. And with that, really that strong, have you ever had that where it's like, God, you've got to fix this for me. I need your help. I need you to help me. And things started changing. The hand movement, my hands started moving. I could see my cells regenerating. And really without my hand movement, the cells were regenerating. I felt like I was watching the cells in my body, the master cells, which are stem cells that have been with you since you were 7 days after conception. Those cells were going to their God state, and then they were regenerating. They were creating new cells, a cascade of new cell growth. So what I continued to discover, and then doctors were watching me going, what in the world is going on with you? They asked me to teach them whatever I could about how the quantum field was working. And so that's when I began to really define things. And it started out by me writing, you know, like a training for a weekend. And doctors and scientists would come. I'd have my living room full of people who were interested in learning what in the world is going on. And then that became the basic foundational material for your Divine Human Blueprint. It's now in its second edition with indexing. And and then other books came from there. But this this process of clearing and the process of regenerating all starts with the thought in your head and the hand movement accessing the quantum pleasure field. Now, when we chant and when we sing, we raise our energy. So our energy gets higher, our vibratory frequency gets higher, and it moves things along faster. So I'm just going to look. I don't know if all of those are concerns. Let's see. So if it's all concerns about technology, I'm probably not going to. I have tears in my eyes. It feels so good to be part of this. Thank you. Oh, Anna, thank you so much. But bliss and blessings to you, Deborah. A single crow just flew in a full circle in the sky above me in the east, which means the darkness is done. Beautiful. That's Marguerite. Anna, I asked my ancestors to join us and felt energy moving stronger. Interesting. Yes. That's a beautiful sign. So much thanks for doing what you're doing, Julie. Blessings from Sue in Massachusetts. Earth Angel Sylvia here to so happy to know you are part of this change for Mother and Mother Earth, especially the children who are very dear to her heart. Yes, great idea, Anna. And yes, Julie, thank you for being our teacher. Can I do the foot pump when my hand tires out? Definitely, you can definitely do the foot pump. Love to feel connected all around our planet. And that's Swanika. Swanika, beautiful. Thank you, guys. Yeah, I think when I saw we didn't reach, we had what I had tested for was that we needed 2,000 people on our live call, and we didn't meet our goals. We had 1,500 people sign up for the call, which means probably about half will go into replay and do it later in the day, which is fine. And hi to all you replay people. Love you and appreciate you, and thank you for pumping. So it got me thinking that we need to ask all of the spirit guides, all of the divine beings and the masters and all the beings of light and the angels to also help. Now, we with body are going to be most effective because we with bodies, humans, are the ones who actually, you know, as a race, we created this problem for Mother Earth. So we're the ones. We're the ones that are going to be most effective. But being supported by our ancestors, being supported. And by the way, you'll see my hand doing different things. You just keep to your pump. So sometimes it does this kind of whirly gig thing, and it's just speeding up the energy so we're more effective. So there's my whirly gig. That's my mentoring whirly gig. But you just keep your steady pump. And pumping like this, double pumping may increase our effectiveness too. Someone texted me who has my cell phone, but I don't know who it is, said a painted turtle was crossing the driveway here at the beginning of the call. That's interesting. Yeah, the animals will celebrate with us as we are clearing. Like I said, I think all of you saw the invitation, the enrollment page. And I took my 8 immersion students to the beach. So there were 9 of us, and we cleared for a couple hours. An 80-mile radius, and literally a couple dozen dolphins showed up, really just, you know, swimming in the first wave, the wave closest to the beach. So they came in as close as they could come to be with us while we were clearing the earth. So it is a day of celebration when we can make a change like this. And I get that we've removed 5% of the curses of the earth and the darkness from the earth. So that's really, really fantastic. See lots more comments coming in. Swanika says, love to feel connected. Oh, yes, I read that one. And Ashley, I have Gandharva experience from Kenyan playing to for support. Good. Feel physical healing. Thank you. Wonderful. And that's Lucy, Cynthia, some candles asking for angelic help just before we started. May they be on board. And I do feel that the angels and the golden legions and all of those support beings that support humanity are here standing with us and helping as they can. And understand that we are powerful, and we live in this physical dimension, in the fourth and fifth dimension here. And so this is our realm to clean up, and to have them stand and hold the space with us, and whatever they can do to affect change. We are the ones who need to initiate this. It's our responsibility, and it's so wonderful to have them standing by our side and really as mentors and guides and love beings holding that energetic space for us. Oh, lots of texts are coming in. Let's see here. Okay, so that was that text from the turtle is from Gary in Ohio. Let's see, if we don't perfectly pump, does the earth benefit? Yes. You're so cute. Oh, my goodness. Hey, we're not looking for perfection. We're looking for you to help. And the heart in the right place, the mind in the right place will make a big, big, big difference. So don't worry. The pump goes like this. It's just your hand extending in and out. Like that. And it's not this. It's not the squeezy. It's just this. Let's just kind of, let me back up a little bit. Yeah, there we go. And let me show you. So if your hand is not a real cooperative hand, maybe you have a problem with your wrist or something, I'm going to show you. You can stand or sit, and you can do it on the side. You can do it. Oh, back up. There we go. So when I'm walking or I'm at a restaurant, you can just kind of, it's like a flutter more. There you go. You can see it there. There we go. It's kind of a flutter. You can also do that when you're sitting. If it's hard for you to do this, do this. And then see how it's at my, when I'm doing the pump, it's at my waist. Yeah, that goes, and then the double pump looks like this. Okay. Oh, there's the earth. We got the globe behind us there. Okay, let's see, some comments are coming in. Brenda, if we do the quad pump, will that give us at least another 500 to 1,000 more health? I don't know. Just a little bit more, a little percentage more. And it's playful, which keeps people's spirits up. So that, you know, sometimes pumping, if you're pumping for hours, it might be a little boring. So it keeps people kind of in a playful, happy mood. Yeah, somebody asked, sorry, it's already off the screen, but somebody asked, what are we clearing for? Let me show you again so you understand. I did have it up, but I knew we were having technical difficulties at the time. We're removing the dark energies from the planet. We're removing evil spirit curses, satanic curses, the human emotional field, which is the negative human emotional field, not everything. So let's just put negative on there so that it's just clear that it's not everything. Negative human emotional field related to Mother Earth. And then spiritual interferences. I saw that with our harm, aliens type 3, 6, and 8 kind of had ganged up in there. So they rode on the damage that humans had done. And so we also included them in clearing them out so that we remove them. There weren't anchors, but they were wreaking havoc on like lower beings or beings that were maybe a little blind to what they were doing. If you can think about people who, well, were making beautiful wood furniture and then they're, you know, tearing down the rainforest to make this gorgeous wood furniture for people. And they have all the craftsmen and all the, you know, like they're just blind to the idea that they're doing harm because they're thinking they're doing something wonderful or they're doing something for progress. So, and then the aliens can, these spiritual interferences like aliens, you know, they live as kind of a voice in the head is what they live in, is maybe making that just so that they don't have a moral compass or conscience. Brenda says she tells people she's doing hand exercises. Exactly, you are. But you know what? This is really catching on. And I heard somebody in London say they saw somebody else pumping at the same time they were pumping and realized, like, it's like smile at each other and wave and like, hey, I know what you're doing. Thank you so much, Julie. So grateful here. As a Pacific Islander, I feel deeply much of the harmful impact of man-made activity, the rising water temperature, and the tides have also affected us as well and have called in much more spiritual guides and ancestors to join in. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. That's Lydia. And you're welcome, Audrey. Mother Earth is such a magnificent being. Tears ran down my face as you chanted, and we brought in the divine beings. Beautiful. And Donald, so full of joy. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, my dears. Let's see. Aida is saying good morning. I keep yawning. That's normal. That's clearing energy. Will the negative energy go that we are... Where does the negative energy... It actually... if you think about it in terms of being transformed into pure energy as opposed to negative energy, because we're rearranging the particles. So we're really transforming the situation rather than, or it's not going somewhere. It's changing to something else. I think that's the best explanation, that it's changing, it's going back to, because you think, well, where did it come from to begin with? I mean, there was energy that existed, and then what replaced the energy, or there was, at one point, there was a healthy, pure earth, right? And then, there, you know, it's like, where does anything come from? Because it all comes from the field. So directed thoughts became darkness and curses, and those curses went into the earth. But those thoughts came from humans, usually. I mean, that's what we're clearing. We're clearing the damage of humanity. And so those thoughts can transform in the field back to higher frequency vibratory, a higher frequency vibratory experience. So we're really transforming how the particles are vibrating in Mother Earth. So we're removing the low vibration to a higher vibration. Yes, Salome, that indicates an energy shift, yawning. Okay, can you expand on alien types, please? Probably not on this call. We do a lot of trainings on it, but I've defined eight type of aliens. And then there's also the transmortals, which are an alien, and entities, which are an alien, so that we've defined about 10 of them. And we have a training that's coming up really soon in July. We have a 7-hour and then another advanced 4-hour after that. In addition, we do a technology tune-up, which is all about removing aliens from the technology. So those are places where we really would go into more detail about aliens. And what the focus is today is really on keeping the love energy moving towards Mother Earth and really working towards this deep, profound clearing for the mother we are so grateful for, the mother who gives us the incredible opportunity to live and be and enjoy and experience. I wonder if you guys can hang on one second. You might be able to see out my window. I'd love for you to see. I live on the top of a mountain. Let's see if you can see. Can you see out there? Not really. No. No. Okay. I thought I would try. It's a little bit bright. I have 3 acres in Monterey County in Carmel and Carmel Valley. And it's so beautiful here. So I overlook mountain ranges. So you can see one mountain and then the next mountain and the next mountain. My house is fondly referred to as the Miami house by the neighbors because it has palm trees. And some of the acreage, about 2.5 acres, is actually clear. So it doesn't have the live oak in the front yard, in the back and entry area, which is the back of the house. There's a lot of live oak, beautiful, healthy live oak. And by the cottage, there's live oak. But this whole big area has been cleared. So it looks a little bit like maybe a Florida house. Anyway, it's just gorgeous here. I love it. And when I moved here, I was so surprised that there was so much darkness in the land because it's such a beautiful place. And yet the land was deeply cursed. And having lived in the same location for 14 years, I had, you know, cleared all the energy in the house and below the house and surrounding me. But that was beginning to be really problematic. I was living really close to a freeway and a little condo, and so there were 36 families really close to each other because condos are like 4 units right next to each other, 3 stories. It was getting harder and harder to keep the space cleared, and I thought move out to the country is my dream come true. And when I moved here, I realized that there was more to be done. It wasn't that I had left something here. It was that humanity over time has really darkened the planet. And so one of the things that I had really thought, in addition to some of the alterations we're now doing where we're improving the human blueprint, we're retrieving parts of spirit and parts of high self, we're restoring soul and life force, I felt that it was equally important to be doing this for our Mother Earth, who has provided such a beautiful place, a beautiful Garden of Eden for us to live on, and that the Garden of Eden would become more hospitable and more joyous, a more joyous place to live. Romania, we have lots of problems, yes, because of the curses. I do understand that, Adriana, and you're welcome. I'm really happy that you're on the call. We'll see how far we get today. We might do one more follow-up call so that we get the entire Earth. But we are making progress, and I'm so grateful for each one of you. So it's very important. The work we do is very, very sacred here. And I know I'm preaching to the choir when I say, you know, you just can't understand really the depths of the importance of things. If the human race is going to elevate to the next dimension, which is from 4 to 5, we must also elevate and clean up our messes. Not that you guys made the mess, but we as a human race made the mess, and so we have to be responsible in that way, and bring and restore the earth to her state, her natural state of existence, of purity and truth. Joan from Jamaica. Can we do this on a regular basis? Is there a good time, perhaps, during season changes? Yeah, that would be great to do it on a regular basis to keep clearing the earth until it's totally clear. How I'm doing that is I'm testing to see where we're getting. So we're clearing, and then I'm testing how much. We've cleared 7%. So at 9:34, 34 minutes into the session, we've cleared 7% of the earth, which is phenomenal if you think about. But we still have 93% of the earth to clear. So, yeah, and I see there's 393 viewers on my screen, and there's probably, 430. Okay, 430. And then we've probably got another 50. If my support team is listening in, could you text me how many people we have on the phone line? And then we can just kind of check in on how we're doing with the numbers of people pumping. That would be great, too. So 450 on the live call. Very wonderful. And but like I said, I had tested that we needed 2,000 on the live call for 2 hours to do the entire Earth, the entire planet. And it's going to be mostly us. Our divine guides and angels are going to be holding the space and supporting us, but it'll be mostly us. Let's see what we've got here. 71. Okay, good. So we have over 500 people. Fantastic, 71. So 511 people. Yay. So thank you for being on the live call and helping. So maybe we make a game plan. Let's see. I get that doing this on Sunday, like the seventh day, in mythology and Christian mythology and in Jewish mythology, the seventh day he rested. The resting day is probably a good day to do a clearing on the earth. The Mormons, I know, they do fasting during the day on Sundays. So this could be a tradition of earth clearing on Sundays. So that might be good. I just muscle tested that Sunday is the best day. And then, let's see, let's look at equinoxes. No, not equinox. A solstice? The summer and winter solstice, yes. Summer and winter solstice, yes, not the equinox. And any other times? Sunday and the equinox. That's what I get. And if our group met three more times, we could get to zero, which is what we're looking for. We're looking for a clearing to zero. That was what I was hoping we might do today. So looks like if 511 people met three more times, we could get to zero. So let's see. Will this earth, will the clearings earth prevent earthquakes and tsunamis? I get a no, but would earthquakes and tsunamis be less likely to happen with this clearing? And I get a yes, less likely to happen. So there are things set in motion we may not be able to undo, but there are also when we start what we're first doing and what we do with the body, when we clear the body to regenerate, we first have to just clear the field. And then there's things that we can do in addition to that to heal the shifting plates, which allow for the earthquakes and the tsunamis. So there are additional things that can be done, but before we can do any of that, we have to just clear the decks with the curses and the dark energy. So that's step one. And then there can be additional steps. And understand that the way that the earth is having the tsunamis and the earthquakes, I'm sure you've figured this out, is she's trying to rid herself of some of the numbers of people that are on the planet, because there's for every certain number of people, there's harm being done. And so, you know, that's one of her methods, is to quake and shake and flood these terrible, terrible things that are happening, literally to, you know, get rid of some of the difficult humans. And not that all the people who are in tsunamis or earthquakes are difficult humans, because they certainly aren't. Good. Okay. We'll organize something. Let me kind of sort that out. We have a pretty active schedule, but let me find some times that we can do some additional clearings. And also for all of you who are watching the replay, because we have about 1,000 people who didn't make the live call. And let's see in 24 hours when everybody's done an hour of clearing. How much more is left? Because we might actually, you know, do pretty well if everybody does pumping for an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours. Today is 1 hour, Brenda. We always do our quantum activation free calls are an hour, And we typically do them about once a month, but we do them for a special reason. And what special changes will we see after the clearing? It's more of what you'll feel. The earth will feel friendly and better. I had mentioned about the clearing I did with my students in this area, the 80-mile radius, and somebody said, actually it was a summit person, Sheila Gale, said, yeah, we could all really feel it. I mean, everybody felt a shift in Monterey and Carmel and Pebble Beach, and it just felt totally different. So the frequency of the earth will feel different. It'll feel friendlier, easier. You'll feel more relaxed. It won't have that sharp edge that a lot of places do, or a darkness that a lot of places do. So, and most importantly, is we're righting a wrong. You know, we are the inhabitants and the caretakers, the keepers, to honor and cherish the land, and we've quite done the opposite. So I think you'll also feel it in yourself that there's a righting, there's a correcting happening, there's an aligning. You're aligning with the earth. You're aligning with the goodness of the earth. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I get lots of messages about happy to keep clearing. So I will tomorrow, next day, check in and see what's left. I'll set up at least one more additional time, if not three more times. We'll just see what's left. And we'll continue to clear until we get to zero. Thank you so much. I was a little bit... my team was like, oh, we have, you know, 1,400 and some number. And I was a little bit, oh, darn, we didn't make our numbers. And I was a little sad, like, don't people care? I mean, we put this out to 400,000 people. Not you. You guys care. I get that you guys care. We put this out to 400,000 people. And we had, you know, just under 1,500 people sign up. And I was a little sad that 400,000 people... mostly didn't think that they had responsibility or had the possibility to really help in some way. And I understand about work, but we have the replay. So it just made me a little sad when I looked at the numbers and I thought, goodness, goodness gracious. no, our staff is lined up for an hour. So you can keep pumping for the additional half hour, but I won't be... you won't be able to see me for that extra half an hour. So why don't we do that? Why don't we go, we'll go till the hour on screen, and then we'll continue to pump. Everybody can agree to continue to pump for an additional half hour. You know, the one thing I've gotten so clear about is that some things need community to do, and this is one of them, where it's my heart's desire to help heal the earth, and it always has been. I felt very, very strongly for her forever, and I'm not an activist, and I'm not like an ecologist or, you know, whatever those names are. I have some friends who are activists, but there's a deeper level of just she's the mother who... provides for me, and I want to be a responsible guardian for her and a caretaker for her. And so to me, this is really like one of the most important things we can do ever, is just help right the wrongs that the human race has done. So we will continue this mission. And like I said, the very first step is to clear the curses and to clear the darkness. And then the next step might be to start going in and healing the rift on the inside of Mother Earth and allowing her to calm and settle. And when she knows that she's safe, like we know when we know we're safe, she may be in agreement that not so many people need to be taken off the planets with catastrophes. And I personalize her a little bit, but actually, you know, a mechanism will, an organism rather, will get rid of what is disturbing them. Just like if you had a virus, you would go and take an antiviral, or you would pump your way clear, or you would do whatever method you had to get rid of a virus. And in not humans themselves, but the actions and the effect of the actions humans take. So it's not the humans that is the problem, it's the actions that we take. So, you know, she's trying to get rid of the virus, the actions, and, you know, understanding that if we are no longer a virus on her, that we are a contribution, that we're a loving energy field around her and on her and honoring her, then things really shift, right? And I know things take time, but we can make a huge difference. I remember an old song, I think it was maybe from the 60s. You probably remember this if you're in that generation. One man's hands can't tear a prison down. Two man's hands can't tear a prison down. But if 2 and 2 and 50 make a million, we'll see that day come round. We'll see that day come round. You think about, it's true, if we all work together, we all, you know, and this is a prison, isn't it? We put Mother Earth in a prison of curses and darkness. Not we in particular. I know that you are the good ones, you're the good guys. But, you know, lifetime after lifetime, of many millions of humans, billions of humans. So we can do it. We can tear the prison down, and we can release her. And I actually feel a great deal of joy from Mother Earth. She's really, I can feel her. I feel her happiness. I actually feel her weeping. She's so happy. Oh, yeah, that's true. Janet is commenting about a story I told. I was married as a teenager, and I moved on to this farm, and it had been in the family for 137 years, and it was a heritage farm, and it had an old apple tree on it. The apple tree was over 100 years old, and it just gave wormy apples, and every other year it would give a few wormy apples. And I just knew that that tree could be revived if it were just filled with love and appreciation, and I harvested the apples. So I went out and I took every apple. Here I am, a teenager, and I'm like taking every apple off the tree, and they're all full of worms. And I didn't throw them away. I cut the little quarter of the apple that was still good, and I made applesauce and pineapples and apple butter. And I thanked Mother Earth for providing food for my family. And the next year, she provided thousands of healthy apples. There were a few apples with worms in them, but there were many, many, many more apples. Like 1 in 10 had a worm in it, and the other 9 didn't have any worms in it. And again, I harvested every apple. Any apple that fell on the ground, I picked it up, so there was nothing left. So every year, year after year, she would give this huge volume of apples. But the interesting thing is the family said, oh, that old tree, we should just cut it down. It's just a wormy old tree, and it's, you know, life is over. And they were really shocked when they saw what was happening with the apple tree. And, you know, that's the kind of magic that we have available to us, that something that looks wormy and old and dead can actually be full of life and wisdom and grace and contribute in the biggest way. And really contribute in bigger ways. And then we think about our, first of all, just clearing the decks for Mother Earth. But you think about what she provides for us, all the nourishment and the joy and the pleasure. So we get a lot. We benefit a lot from living in this earth. For every person who has a physical body, there's at least 100 human spirits that don't have a physical body. So understand that you're in a very privileged place to actually have a physical body, be a person, you know, embodied on planet Earth. It's a place that everybody wants to be on. It's why we have so many alien visitors, and we have good ones too. So I don't want to make it that they're all bad. I've just identified some of the bugaboos that are harmful ones, but we have good friendly neighbors who come and help humanity too. So, but we really have, it's this planet Earth is like, it's a paradise, and we can restore it to this beautiful, beautiful vibratory frequency where we shift up. because humans are shifting up. They're shifting from the fourth to fifth dimension. But as a race, we have to do it with Mother Earth. We can't do it and leave her back in the fourth dimension or the third dimension. We got to bring her up with us. Yeah, maybe less than 50-50. I just wanted to acknowledge. I know a couple alien races that are wonderful, maybe two or three. And as I've done research, there's probably 25 races that interact with humans. Most of them aren't helpful. So I agree with you. But there are a few that are very helpful, and we love them. And then there are many who, let's kick them off. Let's invite them to go back home. those who are meant to be here are here. Others will be on the replay. And then you will have your core team for clearing Gaia. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Hazel. Thank you for that reassurance that we're getting it all done. I look at the responsibility I've been given and the gift I've been given. And I've been doing some extremely deep, profound work with the students who have been coming into recent classes and working on upgrading and up-leveling for humanity, the human blueprint. And I just want to make sure that we are, as we're doing these upgrades for humanity and restoring the blueprint of damages that have been done to it, that we are responsible for, you know, our mother too. So that's my passion here, is to just make sure we keep everything in balance. And, you know, that this is a righteous cause, so to speak. Everything's getting brighter outside since we began the clearing. Look at that. Yeah, it was sprinkling, and the sprinkles have stopped. And it's just very calm, very beautiful, serene, kind of magical. The clouds are there, but it's, you know, it's the after effect from the rain. It's really nice. Do I grow fruits and vegetables on my land? I'm hoping to this year. I just moved 13 months ago here, and we were in a drought when I moved in, so I've been making it rain. At some point I'll teach you guys how to make it rain, but we don't want to have the earth be flooded. So it's been really a wonderful year of rain, a nice year of rain, and I've been just kind of making it rain every week. We had a really good winter of rain. So the earth is much more able to support. See, there's a water shortage here, too, so you're limited. You can only water your garden, like, on Saturdays. It's a very, very strange situation here where the drought has been very severe for 7 years, and I moved here, not actually realizing the impact of that. So I've been restoring the water to the earth, the rains here in Monterey County, so that I can. And my idea next year is to plant fruit trees and olive trees on the hill that's been cleared. So there's about 2.5 acres that we'd terrace and put olive trees and fruit trees in. And I am really percolating on a vegetable garden maybe next week. My birthday party's this week, so it's been working very fast and furious on the apprentice program and getting ready for the party. But I was thinking next week to put in a small vegetable garden. So the answer is, the plan is yes. The plan is yes. And I love roses. And we have a lot of things that are already here.
Sorry, I'm having trouble.
She wants to help us. That's Siri. That's funny.
How can I help you this morning? Sorry, Julie. I didn't get that.
She wants to help. Isn't that hysterical? When we're amping up energy, and I have to leave the phone here because I get texts occasionally from the production staff, she'll just come on and start talking and say she wants to help. I think it's so funny. Good. Well, I was saying, can you ask Mother Earth what she's thinking and feeling at the moment? Actually, just a few minutes ago, I almost started crying because she's happy, and I could feel that. So here we are. We have 5 minutes left. Let's see where we're at with the clearing of darkness and the curses. Oh, my gosh. We've cleared 30% of the Earth. Wow. 29.5%. Amazing. Amazing. I'm thrilled. Well, that is really, really, really amazing. I get relieved and grateful. And good, happy, rejoicing. When you were asking about Mother Earth, those are things that I get from her. Yeah, not anything sad. Really so grateful and I think if we can actually keep going and clear to 100%, I think we have an ecstatic Earth. I think we have an Earth that is like totally blissed out. So I'm going to see all of your comments. I didn't obviously get to answer. There was a moment where I could answer questions and comments. But there, my support team is going to send all of your comments to me, and I'm going to look at everything. So if you've made a suggestion or you've asked a question, we'll respond when we decide on when to meet again to do the next clearing. So I'm going to read through everything. So just understand that this is, you know, a process of lots and lots of comments coming really quickly. And I can't always respond to everything when there's so many people on the call. But I will see everything, and then we'll get back to you. We'll probably send out an announcement on Monday after the weekend, since my birthday party's tomorrow, and then my birthday, actually a technical birthday, is Sunday. So we'll sort things out on Monday or Tuesday, and we'll send an announcement. And if there are some comments that I need to respond to, I'll do it in the group email, so we can sort that out. Thank you so much. It was so cool that it's Earth Day, birth party, and then birthday. It's like I get to celebrate my birthday for days. I'm really happy. Okay, and I'm hearing everybody wants to go to 100%, and I do too. So for now, we're going to complete the call in 2 minutes because that's what we've got the production staff arranged for. So we're going to complete the call. Everyone's going to keep pumping for half an hour who can, and I get that, you know, pretty close to 100% of you want to keep pumping for at least a half an hour. We'll have, and you can pump for more than a half an hour, but as a team, and I'll be pumping too for half an hour, as a team we'll continue pumping. And then on Monday morning, when everybody's done their replay and everybody's pumped as much as they can, I'll test to see how much we got done and what's left, and then I'll arrange another call for all of us. And it'll likely be the same time. It'll be on a Friday morning because we generally only once a month do we have classes on Friday morning. So this would be a time when we could pop in another call, and we can just set up one more. And maybe we'll need more than one call. But if everybody's pumping for another half an hour and we have the replay people, we might just need one more call. And then we can talk about what's next, about how to do maybe some earth healings where we deal with the earthquakes and the tsunamis and the drought and the global warming situation. So, but first thing is just get all those clearings of darkness and curses off the earth. 33%. We are at 33% right now. So if you think about that, we did 33% in an hour for this group of 511 people, maybe 515 people. There's probably a few people extra on here. But you really need me too. So let's see. Three. That'd be another 2 hours of clearing. Yay. Okay, well, thank you so much for your birthday wishes. I love you. God bless you. I've asked my production staff to put on some videos of upcoming classes if you're new to our list and you haven't been exposed to what we do and who we are. Let me just show you. These are the spring and summer classes we have coming up, and we have a lot. So we're in class 2, 3, 4 times a week, and that's basically how the work is getting out in the world. I do a little bit of one-to-one, and I have a year-long immersion program as well as the online apprentice program is being announced next week. So these are all the things that are possible. If you'd like to stay on, the videos will be running for about 10 minutes. But please pump for another half an hour. We'll be much closer to 50% if we all pump for another half hour. Okay, my loves, I love you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a beautiful day. And we'll see you soon.